Well, good morning, boys and girls.
Good
to see you once again. We're turning to that passage that we have been studying of late, Hebrews chapter 11, where you have a list of the names of wonderful people who served the Lord and who were bright and shining lights for Him in times past. We're going to look at the verses 24, 5, and 6. We have studied the verse 24 on at least two assemblies, and we'll be moving on to 25 and 26. But just to get the context of it all, verse 25, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. May the Lord bless us as we look at these verses. Last night after I went to bed, I was thinking of this morning's study, and a couple of little thoughts came into my mind, which I decided I'm going to add to what I had planned to say to you this morning. We sang that lovely hymn. I think it's a lovely hymn. And you sing it very well. Number 148 in our hymn book. Jesus is coming. Sing the glad word. Coming for those he redeemed by his blood. Coming to reign as the glorified Lord. Jesus is coming again. We sing that often. I discovered as the hymn was announced this morning, you sang it last week when Mr. Power was here. Well, that's good, because I tell you this, you might be looking forward to 3:30 today, because then school finishes and off you go home. You may be looking forward to Friday at 3:30, for then you're off for the weekend. You may be looking forward to another date, your birthday. That usually means a wee bit of a party. But more important, it might mean a present or two. There are many things we look forward to, but let me tell you, boys and girls, you put this above all the things you look forward to. Jesus is coming again. This world never thinks of that. I suppose many people, even the most of the people in this world, don't even know that he's coming again. But you know it, for this book has told you. And that is the most wonderful event. The most wonderful event. And you should never forget it. It's going to make a great difference in this world. Believe me. A very great difference indeed. And for those who love the Lord, I can't even begin to tell you the wonderful things that will happen for us and to us when Jesus comes again. Now those things came before my mind, because in our study of Moses, there is a likeness to the Lord Jesus in the experiences of Moses. Now that is the case with many people who are mentioned in the Bible. David. There were many likenesses to David in the life of Christ, and many likenesses to Christ in the life of David. David wasn't a perfect likeness to the Lord Jesus, because David, though he was a good man, nevertheless sinned on many occasions. Indeed, I read it in my Bible reading this morning, one of the saddest of all episodes in David's life. Yes, he sinned, but he was a saved man, and as a result of being saved by God and being changed by God's grace and power, there came into David's life a likeness to Christ. Have you ever heard Mommy or Daddy or Auntie or uncle or friends talking about you and saying, "Oh, doesn't she look like Daddy or look like Mommy?" Did you ever hear that? Of course you have. They've said they've got their mother's eyes or likeness in some other feature to Mum, to Dad. Now, you don't look exactly like Mum or Dad, but there are certain aspects of facial features that you can see a likeness to one of their parents or both of their parents. And that presents to us, boys and girls, the perfect illustration how that in the life of the child of God, there will be a likeness to the Lord Jesus. There ought to be. Indeed, we ought to strive every day to be more like the Lord Jesus. To be more like him. Now, you can't try to be more like mommy or daddy. Your likeness to them is fixed. You can't make yourself more like them. But as a Christian, you can, by God's grace, make yourself more like the Lord Jesus. We sing a wee hymn, "More About Jesus Would I Know." And we are to grow in grace and become more like the Saviour, so that people looking at us can see something of the Lord Jesus. Well, in the experiences of Moses, we see some likeness to the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to start today's study with just pointing that out to you. First and foremost, Moses was like the Lord Jesus in that at the first he was rejected by Israel. Moses had become aware that he was to be the deliverer of his people from the hands of the Egyptians. Not sure just exactly how that came about, but he did become aware of the fact that he was God's chosen deliverer. And that's what, and you know this incident, when he was out one day viewing his people, viewing Israel, he went out from the palace, probably to the fields, to where the Hebrews were working as slaves, and he went to see them because his affection was toward them. And he was conscious that it was the purpose of God, conscious to some degree at least, that it was the purpose of God that he was going to deliver this people from under the rule of Egypt. And he saw an Egyptian taskmaster beating a Hebrew slave. And he immediately intervened. And intervened to such a degree that he killed the taskmaster. And he was out on another day doing exactly the same, interested in the people of Israel and anxious about them and troubled for them. And he went out to see how they were, and he saw two Hebrews fighting, two of the Jews fighting. And he intervened and he said, "Why are you fighting your brethren?" And one of them, very wickedly, said to him, "Are you going to do to me what you did to that Egyptian? Are you going to kill me?" And so it became clear to Moses that there was a spirit of opposition to him, and he wasn't being welcomed and accepted as a deliverer. And Moses was frightened, for he said, "Now, that's known what I did. I thought I had made a secret of that. I thought nobody knew about me slaying the Egyptian, but now it's known. And it'll not be long until Pharaoh knows about it, and that will be me in deep trouble." So we know that he fled away. And he fled away basically because he was rejected. And boys and girls, we could have sung this morning the hymn that says, "Our Lord is now rejected and by the world disowned." The world out there rejects the Lord Jesus. There's no time for him. Rejects his law. Rejects his truth. Blasphemes his name, mocks what the Bible has to say about him. No time whatsoever for the Lord Jesus. And Moses, being rejected by Israel and having to flee away into exile for a long time, is a picture of the Lord Jesus. Let me read to you what we have in the opening verses of John's Gospel. The chapter 1, you older ones should look it up. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 10 says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." He came unto his own. Isn't that like Moses? He went out that morning unto his own, and his own received him not. Just like it happened to Moses. And in that incident, and in that period of Moses' life, you have a likeness to the Lord Jesus. You know, boys and girls, God wants you to know about the Lord Jesus. There is, in the Gospels, a very clear record of the Savior. His birth, his life, his sufferings, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension to heaven. A very clear record. But as you go back in the Bible, right to the book of Genesis, you will find little, well, can I call them hints little hints about the Lord Jesus. Some of these hints are to be seen in the lives of men and women, like Moses. God is illustrating how that the Lord Jesus, when he came into this world to seek and to save those that were lost, he would be rejected, despised, hated. And he illustrated that truth for you in the life of Moses. God is anxious that you know about the Lord Jesus. I was about to look over to the corner where there was a large display of photos, but I see they've been taken down. The display has gone. But on it you had a lot of pictures that represented life in the school. And I'm sure your face was there. Yes. Maybe that's why they took it down. Well, no, I'm sure it wasn't. But anyway, Bible has a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures of the Lord Jesus and the various aspects of his life. And it's not only seen in the clear record of the Gospels, but it is seen in the various likenesses in the lives of men and women who loved the Lord, who were truly saved throughout the Bible's record. And so here in Moses we see a likeness to the Savior. He was rejected by Israel when he presented himself to them. But there's another likeness in Acts chapter 7. Look it up. Oh, I actually just turned my Bible over to it. And I hadn't it marked, but I had it open this morning at it, so perhaps that's why it opened so easily. Acts chapter 7, and the verse 30. Listen to what it says. And when 40 years were expired, had passed away, there appeared to him in the wilderness, this is Moses, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. Oh, you know that story, don't you? The burning bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. As he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold, or could not behold, could not look upon the bush because of the glory of the Lord. Then said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them, and now come, I will send thee unto Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused saying, that is, whom Israel refused saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge, the same did God send to be a ruler and deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. Boys and girls, here is another likeness to the Lord Jesus in the experiences of Moses. You see, not only was he rejected by his own people when he had hoped to save them, just like the Lord Jesus, but in the wonderful plan of God, after a long time, he came back to Egypt to deliver them. 40 years. Now, 40 years in the Bible is a long time. And it's been a long time since the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven. But as he ascended to heaven, there was a repeating of a wonderful promise by angels. This same Jesus will come again in like manner. One day, just as it was with Moses, when the Lord appeared to him and said, Moses, I'm going to send you back to Egypt now. A long time has passed. And you're going to deliver Israel away out of the hands of the Egyptians. Well, boys and girls, that's how it's going to be one day. The Lord will come again. The Lord will come again. I was interested in what I read there in Acts chapter 7. It says that he brought them out. And in bringing them out, he wrought great wonders and miracles of deliverance. There was the miracle that took place on the night of the Passover, when the Hebrews all obeyed God, and got into their homes and put the blood upon the doorposts and upon the lintel. And the death angel went through Egypt and every firstborn was slain. Then there was the miracle at the Red Sea when it opened before them and Israel passed through. But when Egypt tried to overtake them, the sea closed upon them and the whole army of Egypt was destroyed. And there was miracle after miracle after miracle during their journey through the wilderness. So when Moses came back, at God's command, he delivered Israel from the bondage of Egypt. And the deliverance he wrought was accompanied by many great miracles. And that's what's going to happen when Jesus comes again. We have much information in the Bible about the miracles. But they are so wonderful, boys and girls, we can't even begin to imagine what they're like. So wonderful. This world will be made to realize who Jesus is. Made to realize that the one they have mocked and despised is the King of Glory. Are you among the mockers today? Or are you among those who know by God's mercy who Jesus is? You know he's the King of Glory. The world doesn't, but you do. You believe what the Bible says about him. You've kneeled down at his feet and you have worshipped him. You have taken him as your Savior, your Redeemer, your Lord, your God. Well, as I say, there in the life of Moses, you have pictures of the Lord Jesus and likenesses to him. And I've pointed out two of them that have to do with that period of Moses' life that we have been looking at. Well, we'll leave it there for today. But oh, never, never, never forget, Jesus is coming again. He's coming again. You can learn more about it if you read your Bible. And you should. Oh, God wants you to study that particular subject and learn more about that great day of the Lord. Let's bow together, please, in prayer now that our assembly will come to an end. Dear Lord, we thank thee that Jesus is coming again. This world and its wicked rebellion against God will not continue to act so. Lord, thou art going to intervene. Hallelujah. We long for that day. Even as the Bible comes to a close with that prayer, even so come, Lord Jesus, so we would say it today. Come, Lord, come soon, come wonderfully and gloriously, and may this world recognize who you are to the glory of your name. Bless the boys and girls, the school, every aspect of it, and its every need we commit to thee. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. Amen.